אנחנו בשיעור בנושא תפילה. אנחנו נקרא קטעים
נבחרים. We are in a lesson on the topic of prayer. We'll continue with selected excerpts. We'll continue with excerpt number 8. The lesson about the prayer. Excerpt number 8.
קרוב השם לנשברי לב.
From Rabash, Article 45, Serve the Creator with Joy. The Zohar asks, it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. A servant of the Creator, whose intention is to bestow, should be happy when he is serving the King. If he has no joy during this work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendments, meaning think about the greatness of the King. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. Here, the two discernments develop. One, he should regret not having a sensation of the greatness of the King. Two, he should be happy that he regrets that his regrets are about spirituality and not like the rest of the people whose regrets are only in order to receive. We should know who it is who gave us the awareness that our regrets should be over spirituality. And we should be happy that the Creator has sent us thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which in itself is regarded as the salvation of the Creator. For this reason, we should be happy. Again. The Zohar asks, it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. A servant of the Creator, whose intention is to bestow, should be happy when he is serving the King. If he has no joy during this work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendments, meaning think about the greatness of the King. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. Here, the two discernments develop. One, he should regret not having a sensation of the greatness of the King. Two, he should be happy that his regrets are about spirituality and not like the rest of the people whose regrets are only in order to receive. We should know who it is who gave us the awareness that our regrets should be over spirituality. And we should be happy that the Creator has sent us thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which in itself is regarded as the salvation of the Creator. For this reason, we should be happy.
I don't know what to add. Maybe the question is how we join the sorrow to the joy. We need to both be regretful and be joyous. So how do we put together those two as this grows that?
It's written in the article, if we pay attention to what we regret, that too brings joy. That this is what you need. Although you have nothing, you can still be happy that you have a feeling that you want the right thing.
Yes, we're talking a lot about the deficiency before the deficiency. And when I check if I don't have a spiritual deficiency for spirituality, I check that I'm not in it. And if I am in those thoughts, then I have to see that I am happy here. He comes and helps me. So I could think about spirituality from not having it. That's also the Creator who's awakening me in this.
Yeah, a person should be happy that he has a chance to achieve correction, and that he discovered that his nature is bad, and that's it. He moves on toward correction, toward the revelation itself.
A person needs to be happy that he's even thinking about the spiritual value, the Creator, that he has such a thought. As Bala Salam once wrote, that millions of people don't even have it.
Right, the very fact that we're sitting here around the table with books of Kabbalists speaking about bestowal and love should make us all glad that we discovered it, that we've been shown that we have a point in the heart, and be a little sorry that it's not spreading as fast as it could.
On one hand, he's sorry that he doesn't have it, and on the other hand, the fact that he's sorry that he doesn't have yet the quality of bestowal, the love of friends, the ability to connect to the group properly, and then those are already big thoughts that the Creator sent him. There's always like a plus and a minus together, because if there was the illumination of filling, he'd hide immediately. You can't hold on only to the plus.
And besides, our work is in that we want to put everything into one picture, that we have one force that connects all of reality and acts in it, meaning that these thoughts and this knowledge, consciousness that we are getting, that we are not in the right direction and we regret it, is also a big advantage over any other thought. It's something we should be happy with. We have this direct direction that the Creator has given us.
The happiness comes from having a goal. To live without a goal is frustrating. It's like there's no reason to live if you don't have a goal. The fact that you didn't attain the goal, there's a certain small frustration at first. On the other hand, there's life in that. There's a place to give exertion, to try, to make efforts in order to attain the goal. It's a kind of sorrow that there is life in.
I could regret many things that I need in life, but as soon as this is really what I need, when I feel that what's bad about me is that, and is that I feel the recognition of evil, and I'm in this part of the prayer where I'm asking for the greatness, for this elation, the fact that I can even ask for it, that I have this demand, that awakens joy above. So I too should be happy.
Excerpt number 9
from Shamati 47, in the place where you find His greatness. In the place where you find His greatness, there you find His humbleness. It means that one who is always in true dvikut, adhesion, sees that the Creator lowers Himself, meaning the Creator is present in the low places. One does not know what to do, and this is why it is written, who sits on high, who looks down on heaven and on earth. A person sees the greatness of the Creator and then who looks down, meaning he lowers the heaven to the earth. The advice that is given to this is to think that if this desire is from the Creator, we have nothing greater than that, as it is written, he raises the poor out of the litter. First, one must see that he has a lack. If he does not, he should pray for it. Why does he not have it? The reason he does not have it, have a lack, is due to the diminution of awareness. Hence, in every mitzvah commandment, one should pray, why does he not have awareness? For he is not keeping the mitzvah, the commandment, in wholeness. In other words, the will to receive covers, so he will not see the truth. If he would see that he is in such a lowly state, he would certainly not want to be in that state. Instead, one should exert in one's work every time until he comes to repentance. As it is written, he brings down to the netherworld and raises up. This means that when the Creator wants the wicked one to repent, he makes the netherworld so low for him that the wicked one himself does not want to be so. Hence, one needs to pray pleadingly that the Creator will show him the truth by adding to him the light of the Torah. Again, in the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. It means that one who is always in true dvekut, adhesion, sees that the Creator lowers himself, meaning that the Creator is present in the low places. One does not know what to do, and this is why it is written, who sits on high, who looks down on heaven and on earth. A person sees the greatness of the Creator and then looks down, meaning he lowers the heaven to the earth. The advice that is given to this is to think that if this desire is from the Creator, we have nothing greater than that. As it is written, he raises the poor out of the litter. First, one must see that he has a lack. If he does not, he should pray for it. Why does one not have it? The reason he does not have a lack is due to the diminution of awareness. Hence, in every mitzvah commandment, why should pray, why does he not have awareness? For he is not keeping the mitzvah in wholeness. In other words, the will to receive covers, so he will not see the truth. If he were to see that he is in such a lowly state, he would certainly not want to be in that state. Instead, one should exert in one's work every time until he comes to repentance. As it is written, he brings down to the netherworld and raises up. This means that when the Creator wants the wicked one to repent, he makes the netherworld so low for him that the wicked one himself does not want to be so. Hence, one needs to pray pleadingly that the Creator will show him the truth by adding to him the light of the Torah.
So if we come to adhesion, we come to lowliness, to the greatest lowliness? That's a workshop question. If we reach dvikut, adhesion, do we get to the same, at the same time, to the lowest possible lowliness?
I don't know. No. Why? Dvikut, adhesion, is pleasurable. A person feels joy and pleasure from having the same qualities as the Creator. How is this connected to lowliness? I don't know.
There are many questions in this excerpt. If a person's in a true state and he lowers himself, and I don't know.
It seems like dvikut, the way the friend said it, is already a spiritual degree. And we know that after every ascent, there's a descent. We descend, and the light shows you more and more of the will to receive. and he will show us unpleasant things, right? So that out of this obvious, we will rise to a higher level. Again, maybe something like that.
It sounds like absolutely yes, but the moment you get to that highest height, you also come to the lowest low in order to continue to advance. There's no end to it, actually.
It's as if the picture is built from all the directions, from Dvekut and from lowliness. There is no half a picture here. The relation should be such. So that's what it seems like. Like we're getting to Dvekut, but on the other hand, we're also aware of our true situation, where we are a state of the will to receive. And then we need the help of the Creator.
Here we could say it also to the contrary, that if you can reach the lowest lowliness, only then you can really reach adhesion. That a person needs to, or the Creator needs to lower the will to receive of a person, and then it makes room. Avoid.
There's a process here where a person is exposed to a quality that was in him, the quality of his soul. The initial point is that I'm fine and the Creator isn't that great. So the more the quality of bestowal is revealed and reveals more of the truth, the more we see how bad the will to receive is. And it probably gets worse, the revelation of the gap between the two kinds of intentions that can be in a person, intentions to bestow and the intention to receive. If it's a state of lowliness, I'm not even sure. It may be a recognition that this is how the system is built. And it's a process of development, and that's what the Creator gave us to work with. And with this we work.
Maybe the meaning according to this excerpt is that the moment you feel the greatest loneliness, how far we are from bestowal, we are in that recognition, in that awareness. It's like a place of prayer, and then we discover that also the Creator wants that adhesion of ours, even in the worst possible states that are disclosed. And it's kind of a type of correction, though we discover the evil, there's a place of prayer here for us to be adhered to the Creator nevertheless.
Yeah, maybe at some point we do feel loneliness. If I compare my original nature to the nature of the Creator, then maybe there is room for lowliness here.
I don't know what real lowliness is in spirituality. It could be that a person that's in such a longing to the Creator that he's so adhered to him that he's like the Creator, not thinking about himself. And just like the Creator doesn't think or control, or if he bestows, a person's also in that same state. Maybe that's called lowliness.
I look at it and it sounds like the friend said almost everything. What Alex mentioned is that in the greatest lowliness, it is a state where the will to receive was grounded. And then maybe from there we can start rising.
Yeah, me too, but only thoughts. But what the doctor said, that it's really not a person that is relating to his ego here on the level of his belly and he feels lowly that he's missing something. It's already on a different level of perception where he's disconnected from his will to receive. And there, it's a different kind of lowliness where it causes also great joy.
Excerpt number 12, 10 from Bala Sulam, Shamati number 5. Lishma is an awakening from above. And why do we need an awakening from below? Our sages said, it is not for you to complete the work, and you are not free to idle away from it. This means that one must give the awakening from below, since this is regarded as a prayer. A prayer is considered a deficiency, and without a deficiency, there is no filling. Hence, when one has a need for lishma, the filling comes from above, and the answer to the prayer comes from above, meaning he receives fulfillment for his lack. It follows that the need for man's work in order to receive the lishma for her sake from the Creator is only in the form of a lack and a kli, vessel. Yet one can never obtain the filling by himself. It is rather a gift from the Creator. However, the prayer must be a complete prayer from the bottom of the heart. This means that one knows 100% that if there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator Himself. Yet how does one know this, that no one will help him but the Creator Himself? One acquires that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. Again. Our sages said, it is not for you to complete the work, and you are not free to idle away from it. This means that one must give the awakening from below, since this is regarded as a prayer. A prayer is considered a deficiency, and without a deficiency, there is no filling. Hence, when one has a need for lishma, for her sake, the filling comes from above, and the answer to the prayer comes from above, meaning he receives a filling for his lack. It follows that the need for man's work in order to receive the lishma, in order to receive the lishma from the Creator, is only in the form of a lack and a kli, vessel. Yet one can never obtain the filling by himself. It is rather a gift from the Creator. However, the prayer must be a complete prayer from the bottom of the heart. This means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator Himself. Yet, how does one know this, that no one will help him but the Creator Himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer.
Shilot. Questions.
Ma.
Al ha'shela she'shalta im.
About the question you asked, if there is lowliness in Dvikut, I heard different views in the table. So, what is the answer?
She'bedvikut nimtzat gam shiflut. That in an adhesion there's also lowliness. Eyal.
Rav, למקובל העולם הגשמי הזה חשוב.
To a Kabbalist, this corporeal world, is it important at all?
Do you understand?
Does a Kabbalist who approaches spirituality, who is in spirituality already, does this world have any meaning for him, any value?
Certainly. Through what do you receive all the influences? Also through the corporeal world?
And the task of a Kabbalist, what is it? To make the created beings happy in this world, or does he see a different kind of goodness, happiness?
No. You can also see it from what Bala Sulam wrote and what he wanted to do, specifically in this world.
So, regarding the question that you asked about lowliness, why lowliness? Because if I'm in present lowliness, but I'm giving to the whole world light, or I'm helping them, then I'm in a very high place. So why lowliness?
What a very high up place. What, the fact that you're in adhesion with the Creator, who knows, who recognizes this, who knows about it? Only you are in adhesion with the Creator because you're canceling out your will to receive and you're extending your desire for the Creator. These are simple things. We're just talking about prayer.
So, the lowliness, is it with regard to others? They look at me with lowliness, and I'm in a place of dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. Dvikut toward the Creator, not toward others. Toward others, you have to do everything that they need. Just like the parents toward the children. Is it regarded that they are in loneliness? They do everything that the child needs. You dress kind of in the child and you do everything that the child needs. Okay, I see it's better to go on to the foreword to the book of Zohar. We are in the writings of Bala.